Well, you know, we're keeping him on the left side, which so that it's not that big a thing. Obviously, it's an effort to see, you know, if he has the versatility to do a little bit of both, create some more competition at other spots, and you know, ultimately, you know how this goes. You get into the season and you have seven that suit up, sometimes maybe eight, but then you have to have some flexibility along the line. So I think that's the whole point. He's doing a good job so far. Yeah, it seems like all the people that we drafted in the offensive line are all left tackles, and they all can't play there, so we have to move them around. But obviously, we're looking at him long-term as a tackle, but at the same time, we want to try to make sure we get him trained for some other things.
Why is that? Because most college teams, you put your left offensive lineman and left tackle, and then...
I think it's just, I kid about it. It's just the way it's worked out. It is kind of true. I think, yeah, I mean, most colleges, especially the way they throw the ball around, you know, put their best players at left tackle.
Dad, you maybe gambles a lot with where you put the last word. You gambled with the corners and stayed good pad. It looks like some of the guys worked out okay. But an outside linebacker, you took maybe the same approach. Do you feel as good about that? Maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty good group when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm. Ted, you talked about the progress of Aaron Rodgers in his first 2 years, the first quarterback with over 4,000 yards in his first 2 years as a starter. Is there anything about him that has surprised you at all?
No, I do. I've said this before here. I do think the old way of becoming a quarterback in the NFL, which is to come in the league and be behind a really good player and watch that player play. And I think that's beneficial. I think it was for Aaron. I'm sure it was frustrating for him from time to time. I'm sure in terms of the yardage and the statistics and stuff, McCarthy would take credit for that for his offense. But I think Aaron's done a good job, and he's got a long way to go, we hope.
What's the one thing right now that might be separating him from the top-tier quarterbacks such as Manning, Brady, Brees, those guys?
Well, he hasn't played as long as they have, so he's, you know, there are things you go through as a quarterback and things that you see that even though he's played 2 full years, he hasn't seen it all yet.
And going back to the outside linebackers, you know, with Clay not out there, I know it's the first preseason game, and I know you're keeping things vanilla if you're down, but it didn't look like it got a lot of pass. Where did your confidence in that group kind of come from?
I like those guys. I have faith in them. I think they're good. They've been good players for us in the past, and I think we'll be fine.
Where did you find Tom Patrick?
Where did we find him?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his stats, the stats don't jump out at you. I don't think he ever won any all-conference stuff, but he's obviously a good player.
Right. They had two senior tight ends at Miami of Ohio his senior season. I don't think Tom was the actual starter. I think he played quite a bit, but another fellow, I forget his name, but he's at Kansas City. But we liked a lot of the things about him. He's a good blocker. He's very competitive, solid on special teams, catches the ball well. And you could see that in college. And I think where we found him, I think he signed with someone else last year, and then at some point during the season we put him on our practice squad.
A couple weeks ago we asked Jeff, you know, generically, if it would be, I don't know, the question I think for tight ends, would it be possible to have five?
Yeah, that's possible. Sure. I mean, again, you know, it sort of messes up your equation in other spots, but depends on how it works out.
You look at Crabtree and see a little bit of kind of an old school guy. I mean, I'm sure his hand injury was bad enough. He wasn't practicing, but he's kind of got this attitude that unless they're amputating it, he's going to play.
He's very much into trying to make this team. He has been since he came here on our practice squad. He works very hard. He is a no-nonsense guy. As far as old school, I don't know. He's got the big tattoos and stuff. I don't know if that eliminates him from old school or puts him in there.
How about Quinn Porter? How do you come on your radar? What did you like about him, and how's he looked to you so far?
We liked the way he ran the ball in college. Watched quite a bit of tape. We sent one of our guys to watch him work out in the spring. He had a good workout. As you've seen out there, he can do a little bit of everything, catches the ball pretty good, very competitive, and he's going out there every day, which is helpful.
Ted, how do you feel about the depth in your secondary right now?
Okay. You know, at this time of the year, it happens without fail at almost every position, because we've got two or three different guys dinged up. You wonder how you're going to make it through preseason games and stuff like that. But I think our depth is pretty strong in the secondary.
What has Mike Neal showed you in the first couple weeks of camp?
He's very competitive, extraordinarily strong. He's still learning how to play, but he does some good things. Made a nice play the other night on a screen where a lot of rookies wouldn't have recognized that. We think he's going to be a nice fit for our rotation guys.
When a guy like Ryan Pickett takes Mike Neal under his wing, is that nice for you to see a guy like Ryan Pickett being a leader?
Yeah, I didn't know he was, but I'm sure he does. Ryan's a really good guy, and that's a good group, that defensive line group.
Move of Pickett to end, Ted, is that to try to get to limit the opponent to as close to 3 yards per carry and to try to be a run stop?
I'm sorry, could you?
The move of Pickett to end, is that as much to try to limit the opponent to 3 yards per carry and to be as good of a run stuffing defense as possible?
Yeah, you know, Dom likes him big up front. We had a big defensive line last year. We think it's a good fit for Ryan. He has that kind of versatility. We've said that all along. He has, he's a big man, but he has some athletic skills that are pretty impressive.
Ted, you're down about two healthy halfbacks right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. But yeah, that's what I was talking about. At a number of positions, you know, we wish we had some more guys that could go. This 80-man roster limit, a pain in the tail this time of year. We wish we could have an increased roster so that we wouldn't put so much stress, because it's sort of a thing that kind of continues. It's sort of a circle going around and around, and it keeps going, because you lose one guy and then you put more stress on the four guys. Then you lose another guy and you put even more stress on the three guys. So now we're down to the two guys and it's putting more stress on them. But we'll work through it.
More probably just wait it out and let the guys get healthy, or is there an urgency to get another body in here?
Well, it's kind of an equation. First of all, it has to be somebody that you think that you'd like to add to the group that's worthy, rather than just a guy to take up a spot. How is there availability in that regard, what the talent level is. So you just kind of look at it. But we have some versatility there with John Kuhn, too.
Mike used the phrase, get a body in there.
Yeah.
You bring Simpkins in from basically across the street at the Resch Center. Do guys that are put in that position, have you seen it happen during your time in the NFL where that kind of opportunity actually leads to unearthing kind of a diamond in the rough? I'm just wondering what kind of odds that kid's up against.
Sure. In fact, we worked him out twice. He had really good workouts on two different occasions with some other people that we brought in, and he looked so much better than those other guys. Now, we really got a little thin at linebacker, so we wanted to add a guy, and we had the ability, but we didn't add him just to add him. We added him because he had a good workout, and he played well in the situation that he was in before, and he's doing a good job now.
I mean, is it, I
him. He also brought in Dylan in the offseason and played in, you know, indoor football. I mean, those guys, I mean, it's such a different game. I know they play outdoors in college. Mm-hmm. To get to that point, but is it, I mean, is that an okay resource for you guys to find?
Sure.
Maybe some players that way?
Yeah, we look everywhere. And our pro guys do a good job of that, too. And they're guys that haven't even played at all, that, you know, played in college and nothing happened for a year or so, and they somehow they make it. It's kind of being in the right place at the right time.
Is that where you found Dylan? Was the Green from the Arena tapes, or did you know about him from, you know, had a trial at the Colts or something like that?
Yeah, well, we knew about him from before, but then we did see some arena tape and liked what we saw and brought him in for a workout and signed him to a future thing.
What do you think said?
Hunters so far.
I like them so far.
Do you think whoever loses this battle could wind up in the NFL somewhere? Are they talented?
Well, I think they both are talented. I think they're both doing a pretty good job so far. We're most anxious about finding one for us, and if the one that doesn't make it for us makes it somewhere else, that's okay too. But we're sort of focused on me right now.
Does the one you keep has the potential to be maybe the best punter you've had here since you've been here?
We'll see. We just want to get a really good punter and see how that works out.
Ted, watching the game the other night, are you convinced that the defense we saw the other night is not going to be the defense of the entire season?
I'm not sure what you're getting at.
I know it's only one preseason game and they play at Vanilla, but, you know, obviously there were some breakdowns and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
Are you convinced that they're going to make strides? And
well, I think we're going to have a good defense, if that's what you mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
No signs of alarm or anything like that, just from what you saw the other night?
No.
You prefer the fact that you're now in the second year of that 3-4 scheme and Don doesn't have to show his cards as much? I mean, last year you guys did have to do a lot in preseason, right?
Mm-hmm.
Learn the system.
Yeah, I don't get into the strategy with Don, but I'm not overly concerned about the defense, no. I mean, we're trying to get everybody to the starting gate, you know, and try to get everybody back and healthy and get our rotations down and all that sort of thing. But that comes during the course of preseason and certainly from the off-season workouts and things like that. But it's, you know, you're just anxious to get your guys to the starting gate.